Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to Seeing of the Divine, Level 4, Session 10, August 20th, 2019. Now this evening we will be reviewing some of the most recent material about the DNA strands. According to Lord Metatron and Master Kathumi, we still don't have a complete energetic integration of this material, and they feel it's a must before the conference. So, by the way, in talking about the conference, thanks, Cliff. The early bird special will be hamburger steak. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's it. The early bird special will end on Sunday, August the 25th, and the regular registration will close on September the 15th. Now, also, since we're talking about calendars, get your calendars out. See, you can also get the latest schedule. As you'll be able to tell here, these are going to be, between now and the conference, there's going to be basically some hybrid-type sessions, and so just be prepared for those. Now, our next session, of course, will take place. This is a different one. It's on Sunday the 25th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then the other two remaining sessions for the 10th and the 17th of September will take place at our regular time and evening. Now, tonight, we will start with an opening meditation and a short review. Of course, next, Master Kathumi will join us to clarify some of the previous information that he feels we don't have a fully usability, and then he will have a Q&A session. After the Q&A, he will lead us in an energetic meditation to bring the evening together. So, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for an opening meditation.
Greetings, dear ones. It is I, Gabriel. As we gather this evening, it is very important in these times of our gathering not only to be conscious of the beauty and the energetics that are within the crucible in which we all gather, but also start to be very conscious of your light body as you sit in your Merkaba vehicle. This is part of who you are in that fifth dimensional sequence. So become accustomed to this state of being. Take notice often of what that feels like, how it changes the energies of your body, and how you are able to focus very succinctly in that fifth dimension. So take a deep breath. Focus your attention in your sacred heart center. Take another deep breath. Be in your light body. Fully engaged in that Sacred Heart consciousness. Take another deep breath. Be in your Merkaba vehicle. As you enter the crucible, one by one, filing in to take your seat, for this night's gathering, notice all of the beings from the stargates, the Arcturians, file in right behind you. The Pleiadians began to take their seat. And the Sirians have already been seated and awaiting your arrival. All of the Masters, all of the Archangels, and the Lords of Light are present. These next few sessions will lift your consciousness in ways that you had not anticipated. Feel the unity in your body. Feel the unity in the crucible. And notice how comfortable you are as you sit in this gathering with all of the beings that are part of this crucible. You are no longer in awe of everyone who has gathered, but you are comfortable. As being part and unified with all that have gathered. In this state of consciousness, in this awareness, we will proceed with this gathering, each one contributing to the crucible energetically, filled with the element of love. Now, be very conscious of your body, which you can now do simultaneously. You no longer lose consciousness, but you stay very present in the moment and in our meeting. So let us begin.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that great beginning to our evening. As always, we are very much appreciated for all that you do for us, and we are internally thankful. Now, for a brief review. Master Kathumi opened the last session by explaining that because we have had limited access to the soul wisdom within the third strand of DNA, that it is now time in our ascension process that the knowledge and energetics of a light packet be placed in the third strand of DNA. This would be invaluable. He next explained to us what the third and fourth light packets do, as well as the fourth strand of DNA. Our body had to be altered so that its function is united and coherent. The body could then position its consciousness into the beginning stages of the fifth dimension. Now, the next major key that he explained to us was to understand that many of us currently have physical anomalies that stem from our lineage and have already manifested. He explained to us that not to worry, we have all the tools and the light energies to eliminate them. What was beautiful to me was the fact that he explained once that these had been removed and they don't come back once they're gone. Is that great or what? Huh. That's what I think. So, that's just a brief summary of what they did last time. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist you in bringing forth our main guest for this evening, which is Master Kathumi.
Greetings, beloved. It is I, Kathumi. We have been discussing the beautiful light that all of you have begun to absorb and radiate. Because these last few sessions before the conference are in such close proximity, some of you may feel stretched to your limit, and we realize that we are pushing you very hard now. But we are confident that you are up to this task. So, we would like to explain to you this evening why we feel that more has to be done in regards to this third strand of DNA and the third light packet. It's not because we feel you were incapable in any way, but the massive energies of these light packets, which you have not fully understood until recently, are such that in our normal progression of teachings and energetic holographic transmissions, you have a month to absorb the concepts and the energetics. It has only been 1 week, dear ones. And this is a very unusual energetic that is being put in place. So many of you, when you received the review of what light templates were used and what light packets were placed in certain DNA strands, many of you said, "Oh my heavens, I forgot, I forgot." And you quickly tried to understand what I was conveying to you in the concepts last session. But as you all realize, along with that came this dramatic influx of energy, light influxes that you had not experienced previously. So once that third packet was placed in that third strand of DNA, many things changed. Although you have worked over the last few years with certain activations in the light body, this, in particular, this light packet in that third strand of DNA changes the complexity of your physicality so that it begins to open to a more effective activation in that light body, because it raises the vibration and the consciousness of the body. The body is quite it can easily follow your consciousness that is led, by the way, through your light body. This light body, yes, has some aspects of fifth dimension, but it also has many aspects that are multidimensional. And the fact that the slowness of you recognizing this was due to the fact that something now was needed in that individual expression to amplify the communication between your body, your physicality, and the more complex and refined energetics through that communication with your soul spirit. And so this is now in the process of being activated. Also, you have to understand that the third light packet placed in your chakras, in the throat chakra and in the solar plexus, was huge. Because that will, your will, and the will of Source became united in ways that it could not be united and functioning had it not been for the massive energetics streaming into the body through that third light packet. The will of Source, the intention of Source, when your soul spirit was created, is what we're talking about. It's not about the will of Source being dominant over your choices, over your ability to use free will. But that alignment shifts you into that multidimensional frequency. And you are happy and joyful to be in that state of consciousness. Now, we haven't talked much about the shifts and changes that go on in that solar plexus. This is your power center while you are inhabiting a physical body. It gives you a very dynamic, different way of expressing yourself in life on planet Earth. It no longer, in the presence of that third packet of light and the activation in that third strand of DNA, it no longer is about dominance over, superiority, or even parts of the ego that tells you that you are unworthy. The ego benefits from this particular activation. It is slow to transform. It is slow, as we spoke up last week, to come along and be willing to take its role in this whole experience. Rather than lead, it follows. So these are things that I wanted to make clear to you. Now, another thing that I want to make clear to you, with these energetics in play, it will take several months for them to be fully integrated because they are so massive. Now, that said, it's important that you understand it's not about remembering the function of each light packet, the function of what chakra it was placed in, or what strand it was placed in. If you need that information, it will arrive in your consciousness. But the actual function has nothing to do with a rational or logistic knowledge. Understand that when these light packets were activated and they were placed in certain strands of DNA, they were placed in certain chakras, they are ever functioning. They never diminish. The energies of those continue to grow. So there's nothing for you to do here. There's nothing for you to be worried about. Everything is flowing and functioning, and your energetic complexity is growing. This was such a significant activation in your ability to know unity on many different levels. So we ask you to rest in the awareness and allow those light packets, those DNA strands, and those chakras that contain those packets to function and to grow and expand, become even more potent than what you felt when we first activated that third packet in last session. So, in this regard, I also want to draw your attention to the fact that, yes, over the years, these transcriptions have been very useful for quick review. But any time there is an activation, an energetic activation, of some kind, reading the transcript will not help you in that integration. Listen to the recording of the actual activation that is led by one of we teachers of light. And feel the energies anew. Now, this isn't something that you have to do every day unless we tell you do this for a while, for every day. These light packets are a little different. They are very potent energies, and it takes a while for them to reach their full potential. So to review the recording, to go through the process, to feel how that feels in your body a few times is sufficient. Because otherwise you are going to try to remember or to visualize in some way where they are and how they function. This is not, these energetic exercises, activations, are not visualization exercises per se. They are energetic transmissions that must be felt and recognized in the body. The energy, it's about the energy, not this concept. The concepts work with those energies and are available when needed. But when all of these things are active and functioning, they are like in your human body, your heart pumps your blood, allows the flow of the oxygen in your lungs. Many of those autonomic functions you never think about. They function. So it is with these light packets. The only time it's relevant that we draw your attention to, well, it's placed here, it's placed here, it's placed here, is occasionally we will do a review so that you remember that you have that operating in your body and that the body is changing. The consciousness is changing. The function of the light body is being upgraded substantially. So rest in this. Have confidence in yourself. It will make your journey so much easier. And you will be able to remain in that state of joy. Even now, you can recognize that you are more calm and you aren't triggered as often. And this will grow exponentially. So relax and allow. So, now, for this portion of our gathering, I would like to invite you to converse with me. I would like to have an open conversation between you, this group collective, this beautiful group energy, with one another and with me. Ask any questions that you are concerned about or that you have confusion about. This is why we're having this particular conversation now. So that in next we meet, we will move on to some other things that have to be set in play before we meet in the conference. So please, let's have a discussion about what has transpired last week, how you were able to use the information, and how you were able to feel the energetics in your body. What was the difference between when you first activated that light packet and that DNA structure on that very day and as you sit here with me this evening, if there has been a difference, and I would venture to say that there has been, as you become more accustomed to that frequency bandwidth. So, let's begin.
Greetings, Katsumi. This is Joe. I want to thank you for bringing that incredible gift through on Tuesday. Massive and potent was absolutely my experience. It was the strongest energetic I've received in this body to date. What I remember, one of the gifts that you said that would spring from that is being able to access our soul wisdom. And I have absolutely felt that all this week. It was, in a sense, it was almost overwhelming the first couple of days, and extreme tiredness and not being able to focus. And I feel like I'm growing more accustomed to this energetic now, but I know this will continue. And I'd like to ask about that gift. Some of the other gifts of these light packets. One was self-love. You told us about that when we first received the light packets, and I've been practicing that. And to me, I think that might be the most valuable one. It's being able to love myself is a new experience, and I'm realizing, being around other people, that they don't have that capability, and I didn't have that capability. So that's a real interesting contrast, and I realize just what a big gift that we've been given. And there are so many other gifts that you said would come from these light packets. One is drawing the likeness of our Christed self through the third eye. I'm not sure if I'm saying that exactly correctly. But I wonder if you might comment on that or any of the other gifts or how we might focus on those gifts, if we should just try to notice them or experience them or something like that.
Certainly. First of all, I'd like you to understand these were not gifts. These are part of you. These are activations to help you in your ascension process. And you are responsible for not only receiving the energetics that are now available to you because of the consciousness that you now hold. You've worked very hard to get here. All of you have. So these aren't gifts. They weren't given. Yes, they're given freely. They're transmitted freely. But you have worked very hard. You paid a lot of attention to where your anomalies were, what needed to be changed, what you needed to do to hold more light. So when you reach certain stages, more is given. Energetically as well as conceptually. But it's up to you to use them. So, yes, the third eye was part of that complexity. And the function of that was dramatically changed because you see things not from a necessary a visualization, but you know things, or you understand what you are observing or what is transpiring in a relationship or in a conversation with another or whatever it may be. That third eye becomes open in a way that it hadn't been opened before. And there was, because of a lack of functioning in the neurology of the body, there was a misunderstanding, really, as to its location. Yes, it's in the second triad, But it is not the same as your pineal, which is in the center of your head. This is more focused in those frontal lobes of your brain, of the head, of the cranium. But the dynamic function of that third eye, you have yet to become aware of. And with you being able to start to communicate with your soul spirit, it engages that third eye through the wisdom and love that is now part of that soul spirit. It's part of you. It's part of your body. So it is very easy for you to digest, to know about certain complex light configurations or thoughts that stem from your oval soul consciousness, your higher mind. So that's one of the parts of these activations in the DNA, with the light packets. The light packets are massive configurations of source light energy. They come from that undifferentiated light in ways that are differentiated specifically for application. And then you take that as the individual creator and you differentiate it depending on your individual need. So the other thing that you mentioned was love. Love, respect for yourself as a being of light. This was very important. It's one of the first activations that occurred. And when it occurred, it was placed in that fourth strand of DNA. Because that also held that soul wisdom. But now the soul wisdom and that love, the element of love, is also in the third strand that applies to your physicality. So this uplifts and upgrades the physicality dramatically because of the energetics that are not only fifth dimension, but in relation to fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. This changes the function and the availability of your light body. So does that answer your question, Joe?
Yes, it answers it very clearly. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
And let somebody else speak right now.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
And the things that I've noticed in the last 2 weeks after we shut down the, sealed off the DNA 1 and 2, is you stood there in your third strand of DNA with all of it. And then you could very easily see the pieces of that heritage that you wanted to let go of.
Yes.
And very easily see the pieces that you valued that were beneficial for you.
Yes.
And from that, you were standing in that choice of what do I keep, what do I don't, and then as I cleared the ones that didn't want, I could see some of the ones that we were using out of habit because you always resisted the pieces that I called the shoulds that everybody were telling to do, but you didn't want to do them, so then there was always that resistance kind of running upstream. That all went away, and it made it so much easier to let go of some of the habits because you didn't need them.
No. And the other part of that is that some of those habits you created to survive your lineage, your body's lineage.
Right, and without that there, they were like, we didn't need them anymore. It's like,
you
well,
didn't
do
need
that
them.
For this, but that's not there. Why bother?
So it very dramatically changes old habits.
Mm-hmm. I could see the need, the have to, should, and have always done just fall off the cliff in waves. And then
yeah.
you stand there going, what am I choosing now? So it leaves you kind of, I know for a few days, it's kind of that feeling of when you move into a new town and you don't really know where everything is. Because everything's different.
Right. You have to get reacquainted with your new body and your light body.
And what am I choosing?
Yeah.
Because the other ones were responses. It was a choice of a response, but it was more of a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we put that light packet into the third strand, that was like putting a spotlight on the me. And you got to see all that you are. Nothing hidden. And then you had to wrap your brain around that one and now function from there.
Correct.
I know for me, that will see my, you know, dropping my habits of hiding and cloaking my energy.
Correct.
Those are two things that I can see changing with that much light in that third strand of DNA, because having it in that third strand of DNA, there's DNA in every cell, so when that went through, it lit up every cell in my body. So that really changed the light body.
Yes.
And now we have to, now it's like trying to get this into everyday walk around mode.
Well, be kind to yourself.
It feels great.
It's yeah.
different. Because we function out of the other mode for so long.
How important it is to notice these little things. They're not little things either. But you may have considered that little before, and it's big. And when you pay attention and you notice, this engages that light packet even more with the DNA strand. So it's in noticing how
well,
you feel. Yes.
And with that third one, then with that fourth one having more connection to the soul purpose, I can see more of that wisdom and knowledge showing up, and I can see it.
Yes, and it directs you on your life path.
Right, and then whatever light is in that one, it's much more lit up. But until it was kind of like trying to, before it was kind of like trying to read in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's much more light there, so it's much more easier to see the
yes.
things that are.
It made it very difficult to transcend that third, fourth dimension because you were feeling your way through that in the dark. Because that third strand, only the energetics of it, only applied to your physical structure. But that's all changed. The unity that comes from this event is tremendous.
Before, I always felt that I had to move separately from interdimensional, multidimensional to intergalactic. Now I can do all of it from the same point.
Yeah.
So I don't feel, I feel much more present. It's much more like sitting in, before you had to like leave the room. Now I can sit in the room and watch the TV and hear the radio and have a conversation, all of it's going on, without me feeling like I have to change my, to a point that I don't have contact with the other while I was doing, shifting the dimensions.
Correct.
Thank you. This is fun.
You are so welcome. Thank you for your comments.
I'm going to give somebody else a chance to chip.
Hello, this is Kazuko.
Hello, Kazuko.
Hi, Mr. Kutsumi. You said that you see the level of consciousness into the collective consciousness of humanity. And this happens through the various genetic lineages, and each one of us in this crucible has specific lineages. And that I got really curious about this question. I'd like to ask, do we affect the entire human population on the Earth in the past and the future, by changing ourselves?
Well, you do to a point. You imprint a possibility into the collective consciousness of all humans. But here again, every individual has choice. But with that imprint, it makes it easier for them to take the steps that are required to raise their own consciousness, just as you have done. But you forged the pathway. So instead of having to operate, and I'll use this as an example, on a dirt road with lots of rocks and crevices, it's a smooth highway. Because once the individual starts to use certain tools that you've used and found helpful, they move very quickly on their own transformation. But what happens, every individual in this group, in the crucible, has various genetic lineage streams. So that's where the changes are made, because it is more tangible within each individual lineage. Because some beings will use certain lineages again and again and again as they work through that wheel of birth and death, work through the karmic repercussions of that, and are able to move out of that because of what you, the changes you made as part of that lineage. Those, it isn't relevant to time or space. Those souls that come into that particular lineage of the body do not have to go through certain difficulties, because that has been altered and changed. Patterns have been changed. And so they aren't having to renegotiate those patterns, because it's already been done. So it's not just the future, it's those in the lineage today and those who came way before you. When they, if they come back in that cycle of reincarnation, they use that particular lineage, or I might say any other lineage of any member of this crucible, it's of great benefit. So that's why we have continually said to you, you have to be it. Be it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, and I have a question about the genetic lineage. For example, I'm a Japanese, and so my genetic, in this lifetime, the genetic lineage is Japanese. And but I know Japanese, not just Japanese, I mean, you know, it's a part of Asian, how do you say that? So it's lots of other mixed, you know, not just one genes, one heritage,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
So that means that it affects all the lineages that I hold in my body, in my genes, in my heritage, that it's going to affect all of those heritages? Oh, great. That's what I was very curious about.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And within those heritages, these individuals incarnate for certain experiences. So most individuals in this crucible have mixed heritage. It's not just one. And that just relates to this third dimension, because there are many cultures. There are many races. So it's in that mixture that has come through these various lineages that many of you do not even know are there. So it changes it all.
So it changes entire humanity.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Good question. It doesn't alleviate self-responsibility of the individual life experience and the growth that was intended or the experience that was intended by a specific soul.
Hello, Master Katumi. This is Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Is it pertinent to ask at this point where karma is or was stored? Is it related at all to the strands?
Yes, it is. Because you are working with a human body. Now, when you were had another body type in another system, karma generally stays within certain lineages, whether it be human or it be another body type. When we're talking about DNA strands.
Okay.
So the karma that you're talking about relates to the human on Earth.
And would that have been in the third strand?
It's within actually the first two helixes.
Okay.
So within four strands, actually.
Okay, but all of that was in the first two strands in the first helix, that has been sealed away.
Correct.
But we've been told also that our karma has been cleared, So for light workers who have been told this, we would not be clearing that. We would just be clearing other anomalies that we have developed in the third strand?
Correct. Now, just because that karma has been cleared does not mean that as long as you're in a physical form navigating an earthly experience, that if you you can create karma again.
Okay.
By your actions, especially if it's a grievous action that goes against humanity. That has karmic repercussions, even though the karma before that was cleared.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just, you know, it's the same thing with clearing an anomaly. You are very powerful creators, and you can change a DNA strand through your thoughts and your emotions and your actions.
Does the soul level ever create a karma or anomalies, or is it just the third strand human personality ego level?
The soul does not create karma.
Okay, but it still gets stored to some degree in the fourth strand.
Pardon?
But it still gets stored to some degree in the fourth strand, or is it just in the first three strands?
The karma?
Yes.
Yes, the first three strands.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That clarifies that. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good question.
Hello, Kutumi. This is Sharka.
Hello, Sharka.
I don't know where to start. I went through a lot of things. I cleared a lot of stuff this last month. And after sealing the first two DNAs, I felt very free, and I experienced the difference in my body. But then I experienced very, very difficult anomaly, which I believe was from the past life. And when you talked about it the last time, I have realized that what it probably was. And so I did clear that anomaly, and now I feel like after a shock, very, very free.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful that I was able to release it because I was not aware of it. I was experiencing it all this lifetime. It was my issue with dying people, loved ones around me.
Yeah.
And I cleared it. And so I'm very grateful. And today I draw a card, the dragon card, and it came the black dragon and was telling me and helping me with starting a new life by resting. And so when you talked about the rest today, so I knew I was on the right path. I started to rest, and I feel very, very different, very light. Yeah, thank you. That's what I want.
Yes, the body has a hard time with this volume of light energy and frequency. So it needs to rest, and in that sleep state, it is nurtured. So it's not so much the soul or the spirit. It's the brain that keeps processing habitually processing. That's one of those things we call habits. You know,
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
you try to figure things out, so you're constantly running the same thought over and over and over again, the same feeling. So when you rest and your mind or your brain is in that rest state, then the energetics can take over. The light frequencies can take over. And when your body is rested, your mind, your brain is rested, then you can make different decisions.
Yes, yes. I would like a verification on the discussion right now we had about clearing those two DNAs. Is it we cleared the two DNAs from this lifetime only, or we did clear the DNAs from all the lifetimes where we had a different DNA structure? Am I clear?
As it relates to this particular lineage and any lineage in humanity, in a human body, it does affect those lineages also. It, as I said earlier, it imprints that lineage because of what has occurred now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome.
Hello. This is Joanne.
Hello, Joanne.
Hi. This is an amazing conversation. Everyone's kind of bringing up the bits and pieces, which is really wonderful. So the way this really affected me was in the unification. I think Charlotte had touched on this and karma and all these things. And the feeling is that it's almost as if the I've been kind of feeling up to now that I had one foot in both worlds, one foot in the third dimension and one foot in the fifth, and just kind of feeling pulled by that. And this process has, it's almost like extracted me from, or unified, let's just say unified. And in this, I'm curious because karma was also a question that I had as well. And what I'm feeling is that through the unification process that we have a lot more, or I'll speak for myself, I have a lot more awareness of if I'm going off-roading a little bit, like doing something that may not be in alignment or in that unification. And that this creates a pathway for all of the ancestry beings. I'm not tracking that, but I kind of feel that I feel like my job before was to process dark energies as well as like be the light and process the dark, but there's no processing anymore. And in fact, the more that I stay as the presence, as the unified love, unified light, that the magnetic pull of the third dimension is no longer present, like that's not being focused on. It's not ignoring or discounting, it's actually affecting relationships, everything, and that at some point through the incarnation process, that third dimension actions will no longer be a choice, is that it will fall away. That was one of my questions. Is that kind of accurate?
That is accurate, because you no longer function in third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a shock to the system, but it's really glorious, too.
Yeah.
It's like freedom.
Freedom, exactly.
Yeah. And so my other question, I really love the energetics, and is the piece, how do the, like we're preparing for conference, how do the time walks and what we're doing at conference, how is that part of this whole mix?
Well, the time locks kept you relegated in third and possibly fourth dimension, because those time locks were put in place during the final fall of consciousness. So they were put in, especially in that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, so that those specific light templates that elevated the consciousness, that created unity, that created an ability to love yourself and not be continually in unworthiness, to have value for yourself. So those time locks restricted the ascension process. But once they were unlocked and certain light templates were put in play, that's when the activation of these light packets was able to take place. And the changes in the DNA structure was available, because you had fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that had been locked, so that you stayed in the experience of third dimension. Mm-hmm. It was another one of those huge game changers that at the time we began with you unlocking those time locks, you didn't realize the vast repercussions of that in the ascension process and in the transformation. Those light templates afforded the individuals and the collective to move out of third dimension once and for all.
Okay, so the way I'm receiving that's it's as if there's a closed system, and then you open up more and more and more potential, let's say, to wholeness, to unification. And then the change in the DNA, I feel like the potential is already there, and that these light packets go in and they supercharge or activate the potential, like, you know, fibrillating someone back to life almost,
exactly.
And then adding their that energy to that potential so that they can then, like water to a seed, for example, and it can bloom into those time locks, into the energy that the time locks opened for us.
Correct.
Okay.
So the other part of that then is that with these light packets engaged, you know, for years, there's been conversation about the light shines in the darkness and transforms the darkness. In third dimension, with those time locks in play, that was almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So with the light packets functioning, the light templates opening, all of that changes. The light is shining in the darkness, is transforming that darkness into light. So we continue to work with you on that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates, and the time locks have been opened, but there are many, that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates are massive. So you are continually working with each conference in new aspects of those three dimensional light templates. So in last conference, you were unable to fully really comprehend that seventh dimensional light template. And so that's part of this conference's work, to open another channel. Now that we've activated these light packets and certain strands of DNA, you're capable of incorporating another strand.
Okay, that's really wonderful. And underlying all of this, like the interrelationship, thank you for that, because now I can feel the interrelationship of all of it. And one of the underlying invitations that I keep feeling is to simply be receptive, like, and let it unfold and reveal itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, what a blessing. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
You are very welcome, dear.
Hello. Hi, Katumi. This is Jana.
Hello, Jana.
Hi. So I'm just like little pearls being strung. I'm listening to each person's little nugget of wisdom, and it looks like a beautiful stream of light that we're creating here. Could you speak a little bit about spinning at this point? For me, it was revelatory, the actual spinning of the DNA strands in the matrix. And I'm getting the feeling in my body that the vagus nerve is a big unifying mechanism that's helping the physical body to become unified.
Correct.
Is there a spinning? Is there a spinning aspect to that?
No, it's just the function of the vagus nerve, which is to transmit and send certain energies into the digestive system, into various parts of the body. It's a key unifying mechanism. So it functions coherently. So it streams.
It's
an energy stream. You know, like a vein or an artery carries the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't spin it. It just carries it where it's needed.
Okay. And how does that interface with the light packets now in the
vagus nerve?
Yeah, because just the way that I've seen it, and perhaps it needs a bit of upgrading, because I do kind of feel as though, you know, as we were discussing this, we've been groping in the dark a little bit with this fifth dimensional unity and love. And I think it's been a residue of approaching fifth dimensional consciousness and living on a day-to-day basis from a third dimensional default perspective. And now the freedom that I hear people speaking of, and I do too, is life has simplified dramatically, undramatically as the case is, with this sort of organization and unification that we're experiencing with the capping off of the two first DNA strands and now the light packet in the third. So I've seen it through the chakras, the spinning of the triads, and then through the chakras, and the chakras come into the physical through the endocrine system. And it's the glands that then, depending on the light quotient and the vibration range, will create the chemicals and hormones that inform the health and well-being of the physicality. Is that an accurate
Yes, that is accurate. But you're talking about the human body in third dimension. That body function is fragmented, and there is very little communication within the system. That's why the body dies, because it cannot maintain adequate health itself in the body. Now, with these light packets and the changes in the DNA structure, it alters the consciousness into that multidimensional function. And because you have begun to use the consciousness to lead the body, there now is a unification taking place in the fragmented function of the physical body, just as it changes and alters the mental-emotional body, the creative mechanism. So all of these fragmented pieces and parts of the physical body become unified in their function because of the consciousness that has been achieved through these light packets and the DNA strands. And in the chakra system, because the chakra system is your energetic force. The first seven relate to the body, and the rest are non-physical. But this unification piece is really, really important and has dramatically changed because of the light templates, the unlocking of the time locks, all of the things that we have led you through in the last 4 years of your time. So they all become unified in their specific functions.
Beautiful. So when I see the vagus nerve and the communication highway for that, is that an assistance that we're offering to our physical bodies?
Oh, yes. It's a communication channel that is opened.
So it's valid and has value in the process that we're now experiencing.
Yes, very much so.
It seems to be lit up like fireworks.
Well, like there's a lot going on in that body of yours.
Like sparks and swirls and colors. And so everything is coming together in concert.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You are very welcome. We will take one more question or comment, and then we will proceed to our closing meditation. Well, it seems like you're ready to close for this evening, so we will proceed with that closing. This has been a wonderful conversation, dear one, and we will do this again. It's needed. It's needed to unify the consciousness of the crucible of each and every individual that participates. That unity and that confidence and that trust in each individual. And then coming together in this grand unified expression of your Christed image. So, take a deep breath now and get very centered again in your light body. Notice how it glows. And be in your macabre field. The positioning of the light packets has altered your DNA structure. Notice how there is an interconnection energetically between each double helix. How it is made through individual strands working together in unity, creating a magnificent light energy that is spinning and spinning and spinning. How this magnificent field of energy is united as each helix folds into the other and becomes one massive field of Christ consciousness. Feel what that feels like in your body, that unification that is now taking up residence in your physical body. Feel the difference in its consciousness. Beautiful light, spinning light. That is you, that individual Christ expression. Creative, magnificently creative. You are a creative being of light. Made in the image of your source. Never before have you recognized this. Only in the brilliance of this massive light field that you have created. Can you see that? Take a deep breath and feel the energetics. How beautiful, calming, freeing, like a breath of fresh air. No longer overpowering, because it has begun to seat itself within you. So you recognize it and you know it. There is a comfort that flows over you at this very moment. A feeling of comfort. Sit in the silence with me in this moment and feel the comfort. comfort of this magnificent light energy. Now, feel the joy that is emanating from your heart center. In the comfort of these energies and these massive lights, energies of the light packets, unexpected comfort, unexpected joy is flowing through every part of you. Allow the momentum to build. Allow the stability and the equilibrium . Notice how refined the electromagnetic field of your body has become. Recall how you activated that third strand of DNA, placing the third light packet within it, that glowing, luminous light packet. When you placed it there last week, remember how that felt, how dynamic you felt as a creator. Observe how your body is responding and absorbing the light. Absorbing the third packet of light into the third strand of DNA. And it receives it and absorbs it like a sponge. Notice how all of the activated DNA strands are glowing as each individual strand absorbs packets of light that were placed there. Notice how the first seven chakras in your physical body are spinning in the most dynamic light and color that you have ever observed. Upgrading the consciousness of the body, raising it to that fifth dimensional frequency. All is set in motion within you. All of the packets are operating harmoniously and coherently within you, within your chakra system, within your DNA strands, and within your body itself. No need for words, no need for thoughts, just being and absorbing. Notice how all thoughts of any separation in any part of you have fallen away. Notice how any separation within your community of the Crucible has fallen away. All members of the Crucible sit in this beautiful expression of light. Truly, you are a dimensional being operating in a physical body in fifth dimension in unity and love. There is a knowing that has come over you. No questions, just knowing. This energy. Now take a deep breath. And in this unity and love consciousness, we will close our meeting. Blessings, beloved. Blessings.